Despite major conflicts in the Middle East and elsewhere, Africa, with a staggering total of 16 million, remains the continent with the highest number of refugees and internally displaced people, the High Commissioner for Refugees said in his opening address. Recent conflicts in the Central African Republic, Northern Nigeria, South Sudan, and Libya displaced 2.5 million more people in the first half of 2014. However, Mr. Guterres noted, the world practices a double standard in the way it views humanitarian crises.
Media attention and political debates are focused on conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine. Africa is rarely covered in the news, and there is little public global debate about international action in Africa. The appalling delay in mobilizing the world's support to stop Ebola is a case in point. This lack of interest is not only unfair, it is also unwise.
There's a clear link, he added, between events in Mali, Nigeria, Libya, and Somalia, and what is happening in Syria, Iraq, Yemen, or Afghanistan. If the world goes on ignoring this, he warned, threats of insecurity will come to everyone's doorstep. African countries have kept their borders generously open to the forcibly displaced. Kenya's one of the top refugee-hosting countries in East Africa, with over 530,000 refugees, mainly from Somalia. Its Minister of Internal Affairs, Mr. Joseph Lenku Ole, remarked that such generosity cannot be forever.
That is why we call for urgent, comprehensive support by the international community towards finding lasting solutions to the refugee crisis. The multiple forced displacements experienced in the recent past, coupled with the multiplication of conflicts and the continuation of all conflicts, have greatly strained the capacity of African states impeding progress toward finding durable solutions.
Mr. Ole described as tragic the fact that many Africans are now second and third generation refugees, like those in the Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps in his country. With international response capacity stretched to their limits and humanitarian budgets underfunded, UNHCR's executive committee is looking to mobilize more international support and attention to the displacement crisis in Africa. Ertharin Cousin, executive director of the World Food Programme, WFP, welcomed the opportunity to rethink how this crisis could be addressed effectively.
The unprecedented level of crisis requires us all to do more with less. It requires solidarity. It requires burden sharing. Innovation must be our new norm. Let us take the opportunity to be administrators of human potential by modernizing our approach, rethinking our architecture, and providing refugees with the support they need and the support they deserve.
Currently, UNHCR's programs for Africa amount to some $2.77 billion, but are only funded at 32%. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.